I have three sons, and each time I was expecting a baby, I knew that if that child was a girl, it would be named Katie. Katie was my girl's name. So my first child was a boy. He became Andrew. My second child, a boy, became Luke. And then Mark came along. No Katies. Eventually, as in this past year, now that my youngest is 12 years old and I was still the only girl in the family, I adopted a Katie. Katie is a 10-pound Cavapoo, a mix between a King Charles Cavalier Spaniel and a toy poodle. She is a very, very good lap dog, which is exactly what I wanted. Being the only girl in the house, you also could use someone to snuggle with you. Boys don't especially prefer that with their moms, especially teenage boys. I knew that I wanted to have a little dog that would want to sit on my lap. I did not realize that a Cavalier Spaniel, which dates all the way back to the 1600s in England, was bred for centuries and centuries to be a lap dog. We laugh now because our dog has the DNA that she must sit on a lap to the extreme. In other words, if you sit down on the couch, Katie is on your lap. Before you have a chance to open your computer or put a blanket on your lap or grab the remote or anything else, Katie is on your lap because that's what she was made to do. It's in her blood. It's in her DNA. She will sit on your lap. Once I was turned around in my seat on the sofa, kneeling backwards, looking over the counter into the kitchen, and she, within 10 seconds, curled up and sat on the back of my legs because I was on the couch. She had to be on me. And it's to the point of hilarious, and I love it. But I've thought so many times, little Katie, you can't help but sit laps because that's what you were made to do. You don't have to think about it. It doesn't matter if I'm in a good mood or a bad mood or if I've been nice or if I haven't paid her enough attention. She will sit on my lap. It's in her DNA for hundreds of years. It has been in the DNA of these dogs. And you know, that is how we are to be as Christians. The Bible says that we were made and created to praise and glorify God. We were made to love the Lord. Jesus said in the New Testament, the number one commandment, a first priority, is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. So in our day, a Christian doesn't have to spend time with the Lord, praise the Lord, talk to the Lord, love others. Those are not things that we need to schedule into our day. That should be our DNA. When we became a Christian and the new man took over and the old man died inside of us, with that came the DNA of living to glorify God through praising Him, talking to Him, spending time with Him. Therefore, let's not think of prayer time as something on a to-do list or being kind to others, looking out to do loving things as something that we check off a list or do three times a day or try to accomplish more of. Yes, we will always struggle with the sinful nature, but just as my dog Katie is a lap dog because it's what's inside her, you and I as Christians should be praising the Lord morning till night, speaking to the Lord, thinking about the Lord, and doing kind things for others, loving others, praying for others, not on a checklist, but it's because who we are. It's the DNA of a Christian. So the point is, today, this week, and every day, let's make the real part of being a Christian really part of us. Because loving God means loving others.